Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, hello everyone. Welcome to episode 6 of season 7. Oh my God, I can speak. If you just joined, you know, I am Maria.
Second take has got the vibe we need. Second take, we're doing it.
Yeah,
we're
I don't know what it is. Live. It's the combination of episode 6 of season 7 that is like throwing me off. That's a lot of S's. But anyways.
That is a lot of S's. That is true.
But I've been joined by our supreme overlord S, Robin, at a tired witch.
I'm an overlord now?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's not just a great pair of tits and ass. She's an overlord too.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, everyone. If you're watching us live on YouTube, this is our second take because we're beautiful women and we're allowed to do it a second time.
You're so gorgeous.
It's
so
not gorgeous. Illegal. They cannot stop us.
Yeah. Yeah, I missaid something, and then Robin's headphones weren't plugged in. Well, no, your mic wasn't plugged in. So it was like this whole thing.
What a mess.
Whole thing.
We're gorgeous women, and gorgeous women are allowed to be flawed. Okay, yeah. So jot that down. Take notes.
We're doing our best.
We do have a couple announcements, as we always do. On May 30th, we are going to have
so
our class. Me too. This is going to be hosted by Michael Cardenas of The Old Ways for his class on offerings 101, which is going to be really exciting.
That is really exciting.
Huge fan of his in general. Same. So I think this is going to be a great class. We also are doing our usual coffee talk submissions. You can leave us a voicemail at 351-207-0799 to send us your stories, your tips, your whatever you want to talk about. Or you can shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com if you don't want to use your voice.
Absolutely.
That's your right.
Yeah, and we want to thank our
That's
patrons too that help us like keep on keeping on with this podcast.
And it's true.
Yeah, and we have so much to offer you guys. You should
really
check it out.
You're the wind beneath our wings.
But yeah, no matter what, if you listen or if you support us, we love you and we appreciate you. You're all Patreons at heart.
In our heart. As a reminder, if you are interested in any of our classes that we've already had or classes that we will have in the future, but you're not so keen on being a Patreon member, you can purchase the class as a standalone for $10. So you don't have to join the Patreon. You can just buy the single class.
Yeah.
Get on there. Do it. We got a ton of them. We literally have so many classes. It's actually insane at this point. I was looking at it and we have, I believe, almost 40 classes now.
That's amazing. And they're all by like really amazing practitioners too. Like
people that we respect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
People that we respect, we love, we think really bring something and unique perspectives to the community. So get on there. Yeah. Join us. Hang out. We've also got a ton going on Patreon. We have a tarot study group. Maria has got her journaling mornings. We have group rituals. We have a group D&D night. We've got craft night, book club. Mm-hmm. I mean, you name it. We've got so much shit happening there.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Sorry, I'm like really feeling like the sing-songy day. And for that, I do apologize.
Couldn't be me.
I got a real earworm, and the earworm does require me to sing. It forces me to sing. I'm literally just a girl.
Just imagine it in your brain. Like, hey, I should sing right now.
You don't want to get in my
over.
Brain, girl.
Taking over.
I am taking over. If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming astrological transits and how you can utilize those in your magical practice. The first up from when this episode comes out is going to be on May 9th. That is the last quarter moon. It's good. It's a good time. Oh, yeah. As a reminder, we are not doing overviews in a big way of full moons and new moons. Go back to our previous six seasons. You can find what you're looking for. Anyway, May 9th is the last quarter moon. This is a really good time for cord cutting. Specifically, I've seen a couple people talking about it recently, about like cleansing your decks and cord cutting and just having really big restarts. And I was like, yeah, I like that. I like that idea. So normally we wouldn't talk about last quarter moons, but I figured that sounded really good to mention. Then up next, we've got on May 13th. Yes, Vesta enters Aries. is that on the 13th?
That's what it says.
Yes, it is. It is.
She's so beautiful.
I'm a very gorgeous girl.
So gorgeous.
And also Jupiter is, and I'm going to do my best to pronounce this word on May 13th, sesquicentenary. It will be in the caption. It's going to be a tree node. So May 13th is all about, thank you. I really gave it my best. I am illiterate. Please just let me vibe, okay? So May 13th overall is got a big misalignment theme. This is all about doing things that, not doing things, but things might feel off track in general. And so I would actually recommend not doing anything on the 13th. This is one of those times where Aries is kind of saying, stop waiting for the perfect alignment, but then simultaneously it's a weird combination of things being off track. I mean, I wouldn't do any spell work. I would instead focus on things like grounding on the 13th. So this would be just not cleansing, not doing spell work, but instead you know, working on getting ourselves grounded into our space, perhaps doing meditations that are just focusing on, you know, kind of being a little bit more grounded, a little bit more level-headed, and not trying to do any real spell work that has any real heavy lifting on this day. May 15th, Pluto is semi-sextile true node. These are going to be about doing subtle fate shifts. So how we would utilize that magically is if we have been already working on kind of putting ourselves on a specific track, this would be doing offerings, doing spell work or similar that kind of just feeds what we're already working on. So let's say hypothetically, you've been working really hard to upgrade your career. Maybe you're in school or you've been putting in those extra hours for your job to like kind of make yourself more seen for the promotion. This would be a time to do little spell work that kind of just makes sure that we stay on track. This would be focus spells. This would be little small luck spells, that sort of thing. Just really kind of keeping yourself moving forward. We have the new moon in Taurus on May 16th. Again, we're not going to go over that again. Mercury is entering Gemini on May 17th. This is what?
I just laugh because Mercury, Gemini, that's a lot of communication. A lot.
That, I was just going to say, you're going to get smacked in the fucking head with communication. This is the time to do spell work focusing on communication. Whether this is being heard by someone, finding your voice in situations that you maybe are normally shy, trying to speak to the dead, honestly, like, or spirits in general, anything at all that deals with communication, May 17th, you're getting punched in the face with it. So utilize it to the best of your ability.
That's so funny.
May 18th, Mars enters Taurus and Venus enters Cancer. So you have kind of two options here, because one is very grounded and realistic, and the other one is very emotional and relational. So we are either going to do spell work for love that involves real comfort. So that might be doing home spells to make sure that the love that's in your home is safe, secure, communicative, and just nurturing what we already have. Or we're going to do spell work that involves taking steady action towards physical goals.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, we got a really big word salad this time. As always, all of this will be in the caption. Mm-hmm. And finally, on the 20th, the sun is entering Gemini. So we're into Gemini season. This is about making your goals loud, making your goals proud, and also doing a lot of like socializing and networking. This is going to sound really silly, mm-hmm. so bear with me. But if you're somebody who utilizes like LinkedIn, mm-hmm. do a little charm on your LinkedIn, a little subtle charm on LinkedIn that. On May 20th.
Mm-hmm. Technology and stuff because Gemini and Mercury deals with technology.
Witch. So I'm not good. Like other girls. Oh,
God. Yeah.
But yeah, I know that was like...
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, for the Mars and Taurus, that would be a very good moon to do like quick money spells.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I know we're really trying to get all of our transits in, and I'm doing my best to make sure that we cover them, but I do feel a lot like I'm rambling. So
you're not rambling.
As always,
you're good.
It will be in the caption. You can refer just into your little visual notes there.
So, previous seasons, we have gone over individual meanings of tarot cards, and then we jumped to like going over the whole sections in tarot. Then we went over themes like friendship, love, what cards could represent those things. Now, we're kind of returning back to our roots by reading like a card of the day and kind of like... while we're talking about the card, we're doing like a collective energy kind of reading. Now, these won't always resonate, and that is okay. It just doesn't resonate with you this go around, and that is fine. But let's go ahead and see what the cards have to say. Still a couple to do this one. Oh, nice. So, for those on video, we got the Fool. I'm using the Pagan Otherworlds deck. So the Fool represents going on like starting a new cycle and being very optimistic about our paths ahead. We are ready to leave a whole bunch of stuff behind us and just like start afresh. Now, I think it's so important when we're talking about the Fool to mention his little knapsack and how while the Fool does go in like, you know, with that naive nature of his, he's not completely unarmed in this new cycle. Every cycle we learn new knowledge, we pick up more tools, we learn more about the tools we already have, and we can use those benefit us in the next cycle, so we're not repeating the same lessons over and over and over again. Now, so that means for you, embrace this new cycle of yours, like feed into that optimism and definitely use the tools in your knapsack to your greatest capacity moving forward, so you can kind of keep that optimism because, you know, life does ebb and flow and having that little knapsack of yours is so very important. How about for you? Anything you want to add?
I don't really have anything to add. The Fool, as we all know, is the start of everything. It is also everything. It's the start and is everything all in one card. So I don't know. It's one of those cards that when I see it come up in any capacity, it's like, oh, mm-hmm. oh, that's nice. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it makes everyone me happy to see it. I don't really have. Yeah, I don't really have much to add.
Awesome.
Look at us.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, look at us.
Ladies of the Tarot.
Don't ever say that again. Oh my God. That is such a specific boomer new age pronunciation.
It is. It's so funny. I love it.
On the Tarot.
Of the Tarot.
What are you doing?
Being of the tarot.
The tarot.
So, this week we thought we would do something fun. We're still a little bit in Taurus season, so like money bowls, money bowls are definitely a thing, and we love them, and we get asked a lot of questions about them when we do like bring them up. So we thought like we do an episode where we kind of share how we build ours, how we take care of ours, and how you can even make your own. But first, Robin, what would you consider a money bowl?
Money bowls are, in my opinion, anything that you feed, that you like feed and continue to give to in the intention of getting in return monetarily. So, yes, we have your standard mental image money bowl where you have your little bowl and it's got your candle and your cash, all that. But I really strongly believe that money bowls can also be like plants, and it can be like, have you seen like the perpetual stew?
I have. I've heard about it. I saw TikTok about it.
I totally think you could do a perpetual stew that is a money bowl as well.
I have some really big questions about the perpetual stew, but we'll save them for after the podcast.
I do as well, but I digress.
So for me,
it's got to taste so gross. Like, I'm sorry.
Right?
It has to taste so like salty and like, do you know what Bovril is?
No.
It's like a instant stock that is... I think it's based out of the UK, and it's like you can make it into gravy and stuff like that. And it's, or like, you know, Marmite or like Vegemite.
Yeah.
It's got to taste like just taking a spoonful of that.
It's just, No. But so for me, money bowls definitely are like, they're a visual representation of the wealth that you want, the abundance that you want. And for me personally, they're like also an offering to Fortuna or the goddess of fortune. And so anytime I add to it, I'm also, it's not only a money bowl, but it's also like my connection to the deity as well. And so like, I don't, like, as I said, it's a visual representation of the abundance I want. So I do like to add a little bit of small things because we can't add big things to that all the time. But anyways, on to the next. So when do you do them, Robin? When do you refresh
Monday,
them?
Monday, baby. Ooh, we're a Monday money bowl household, baby. Mondays are associated with finances and wealth. You do them on a Monday. That's when I say to feed them. I feel like Better Call Saul right now. Monday. Monday is the day to do it. I'm a used car salesman. Money bowls, I think everyone should have one in their house at all times. I think it's something that should be a staple of all people's homes. Whether that is you using like a Rose of Jericho and that's your ritual of feeding it and bringing, you know, fertility back into your life, or you're doing like a traditional style money bowl or the perpetual stew, as we've now mentioned. Yuck. I think that we must now do a prosperity perpetual stew.
That's all yours, my dear.
Oh, and I will be sharing. please, eat up. Anyway, I think that whether you're doing it in any format, it's something that you should be doing and it should be fed on Mondays. What about you?
So for me, I definitely wait around for whether it be Taurus season or like even like not high noon, but like when the sun itself is waxing, you know, it's getting up to high noon, that's when I kind of like can refresh it and stuff like that. But I do concentrate mainly on Taurus full moons. But and especially like with refreshing, I only refresh my like I'm what I mean by refresh is that I'm cleaning everything within the money bowl that's there. That's like kind of like it's always in there, like crystals and stuff like that, because that stuff needs to be dusted. It needs to be tended to and just kind of like given new energy, even though we're adding energy to it perpetually. So like especially during full moons in Taurus is when I am like taking everything out of it. I'm wiping it down. And I do like spell water where I put like a little bit of essential oils or I put some herbs in it, but I strain the herbs out and I wipe down everything that's in it, like and has cinnamon and basil and things. So I'm incorporating herbs also into the money bowl while I'm cleaning it. But yeah, that's what I do. I equate very heavily with sun, with money magic. So, and especially with abundance. So I really try to focus on that myself.
Yeah, I just, for me, especially considering most of us have jobs that are Monday through Friday, to five.
Absolutely.
I do not, but most people do. Like my husband does, for example. And so I always equate them with Mondays just in general because it's the start of the work week and you have to be working to make money.
Yeah.
and I'm also just like literally a girl and that's why. I think that weekends should be reserved for enjoyment.
Which is funny because I was just about to say, but I do like doing a big, like it's concentrating on that like sun aspect on Sundays for the abundance aspect.
Well, that's where I was getting at with that is that I don't disagree with you. Like sun, Sunday.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Thursdays also like are heavily connected with prosperity. But for me, money bowls aren't about the kind of magic that you like. For example, you know how sometimes I'm saying that so generally, but people will get like a random check in the mail that they weren't expecting. Or they'll get like a little bonus at work that they weren't expecting. Money bowls are not for that. Money bowls are for growing what you consistently already have,
perpetual growth,
and making it secure, making sure it shows up and allowing that to grow further. So like this would be the kind of thing that where you already have a job and you're hoping to get a raise, this or a promotion, or you don't already have a job, but you're actively applying for them and it's to help you like land the job that's going to be the most financially stable and secure.
No,
it's not about it's not about luck stuff. This is much more about stable, reliable, long-term money.
Yeah, it's 10 of pence. Like you want it to be self-sustaining for, you know, for like the rest of your life. So we want to not have to worry for things to not fall through the cracks. And if they do, we have that savings and our money bolt to help support us through it. So
would you put yours? Oh, yeah.
Well, let me tell
Jinx,
you.
Jinx, baby. Jinx, baby.
So mine is on my office desk. So
mine's right behind me, right there.
Yeah. Any place that you work or you put your work stuff, I think is very like a great idea. It's really funny how like people don't consider how inconspicuous a money bowl can actually be if you think about it. So you can even do one at work on your desk and, you know.
100%.
Yeah.
That's when things like Rose of Jericho come into play because they are just like a plant, but the money bowl aspect of it is you can put offerings underneath it. Nobody's going to see that. And the ritual aspect of it is changing the water.
Yeah. And people have catch-all like dishes and stuff on their desks as well, like stuff where they put like loose change or like put some crystals. I really like, there's so many ways to hide them and remain like undercover witch if you so choose to do that. But for vessels, what do you put, like, what do you use for a vessel for a money bowl for yourself? Or what do you recommend?
So mine is a brass seashell shaped container. Mm-hmm. Seashells very much are connected with like Venus and fertility. What do we need to be more fertile and long term than our finances? So when I found that, I was like, I bought that thing from a thrift store faster than you can spell fertility. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I layer the bowl up. So I use like rice to hold everything, like my candles and stuff like that. But the actual vessel itself, I used to use a wooden bowl.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes
sense.
Which
is still great.
For the stability.
Yeah, still great.
Yeah. And growth.
But when I found that seashell, I was like, hit mine.
Yeah.
Mine now. Taking you home with me. You may have my $1.50. Thank you, Davey. What about you?
So mine is a cauldron, like kind of like talking about you, like what you were saying, like the, you know, the fertility and the whole like brewing of money and the cultivation of it. But it's brass also. I like to use metals, like when it comes to like financial stuff. So anything that has like a gold chain or even copper or even silver, any of those like work really well for me. I'm actually in the process, like I think before tour season I'm going to get like a bigger brass cauldron that I'll stuff in and keep adding to it.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Didn't we do brass cauldrons one spellcaster box?
I
you can make
so.
A little teeny tiny.
A little teeny tiny little guy.
Yeah, a little like put like little green beeswax candles in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can totally
absolutely.
Do that.
It's
sorry,
not the
distracted.
Size that matters, guys.
It's not
intention.
About the size. It's how you use it.
But you can do that. Like, you don't have to use a cauldron. You can use, like, just a bowl that you find at, like, a thrift shop, you know, after you, like, clean it and stuff like that. Because it's amazing at thrift shops, like, how you can find real silver. You can find brass and all these, like, really beautiful pieces that people don't realize, like, how much they are and how much they cost. And you can literally use that to just add that little extra touch to your abundance altars.
Yeah.
But I also know people, like, I forgot who it was, but it was like a friend, well, acquaintance, like a few years ago. She did not use a bowl. She used like the money trees. You know what I'm talking about? The money plant.
Yeah. I think so. They kind of are like flat bill coin things.
Well, they're like, they have a long stem and they have like leaves on the side. But she would.
Thank you for describing a tree. They've got a stem and they've got leaves on the side.
Well,
ooh, tell us more about
stem.
These trees, Maria. Oh, and it's woody. Interesting. What else does a tree have?
I'm going to throw you away. But I think it's a money plant. It's not a money tree. It's a money plant. I'm not.
Yeah, but it's just what you said. That was very funny. Sorry.
But
sorry.
She would, you know, like, she would take like tags or even like dollar bills and put string around it and then tie it to her money tree.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So obviously,
you
couldn't do that.
Going
heavy.
To make a money tree from, or not a money tree, a money bowl from scratch.
Yeah.
What would you put in it?
Ooh, I love those. So my favorite things to add are like the dollar coins, like the gold dollar coins.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sacagaweas.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Specifically hers.
Specifically Sacagaweas.
Yeah. Specifically.
Speaking of, I need to order some of those for the tooth fairy because we haven't lost a tooth yet, but it's coming.
It's coming. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
I know, it's so sad. It goes by so fast. But I also.
Anyway, sorry. Sacagawea coins.
Pyrite. I also add quartz, kind of like amplifying the energy, and green adventuring, and obviously dollar bills. Like if I have like spare change, I don't, you know, we use so many cards now, you know, like credit cards when you're buying something, or like debit cards, like having cash on us is a rarity. So I try to remember that, and I save, if I have some dollar bills, I'll be like, oh, I'll just add it to the money altar. No big deal, because I don't use them that often.
No big deal.
I also like to add wheat stocks. Like, I know they're kind of like harder to find, but they do sell them at, you know, like Michael's, like any sort of like hobby store, and adding the stocks kind of like symbolizing abundance. And I also like to add like little notes too about possibly things that I need or how I want to grow, like intentions, specifically when I refresh my bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you?
I'm big on letters and notes too. I usually put them underneath the money bowl itself. So the dish will like sit on top of it. Rice, because rice is connected with prosperity, but also just like holds things in the bowl really well. So if you like stick incense out of it, if you put, you know, cinnamon, bay leaves, all that stuff, it just keeps it in, like, nicely.
I'm literally looking at it and I have cinnamon sticks on it.
I like shiny pennies. So like not tarnished ones. So like I'll take pennies and clean them.
Yes.
And then put them in. I'm also really big on when I put things in it, it being within the numerical alignment of four for stability. So if I put in pennies, I put in four pennies at a time, $4 at a time, four cinnamon sticks, four bay leaves, like all of those things, because it really just, to me, is about that stability when it comes to our finances. Yeah. So
I use eight for kind of like abundance and like
same sort of thing. Same sort of alignment.
It's just a number thing. Like it's divisible anyways by four.
Sometimes I also will do threes. If our finances are struggling, if for some reason finances are not very good, I switch from four to three because we aren't stable. We need some some juice.
Well,
do you have anything else you want to add about money bowls before we switch, babe?
No, I just really think that they're a really fun and easy thing to make and even to take care of. It's so like you don't really have to think about it. I mean, obviously interact with it and add to it when you are available and if you have the funds to do so. But it really like it really does not cost much in order to make yourself like a little money bowl, a little financial spell to do. Like, do it. Have fun. Get creative.
Get creative.
Actually, on, like, maybe you guys tell us, like, what would you add to yours? Did we not mention?
Ooh, good idea.
How would you build yours? I love hearing
actually, what I'd really like to see is people who have non-traditional money bowls, what that looks like. I would love to see that. If you if you post it on social media and tag it, I would like to see your perpetual stew money bowl. Show it to me. I want to see it.
Show it to me.
So, Maria, what's stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, I'm gonna tell you. Okay. I actually over the weekend got to read tarot for people in like in person at the Tyne Wild Retreat. And it's always so much fun just reading for people in person, especially people who are open to it and are like eager to not only like get answers but also learn at the same time. I really try to make how I read tarot for my clients also a lesson on tarot, so they understand where my messages are coming from, that I'm not just pulling it out of my butt like being like, oh, this card says not to do it. I'm going to explain why the card says not to do it. But it was just so much fun like seeing the people that I read for, like them forming deeper understandings about the cards and just connecting with someone one-on-one and like turning over the cards for them and them like being there to talk back and forth and it not be over a video. Like there's really nothing like it. And it was really a lot of fun. I wish I could do more of that sort of thing more often.
Yeah. I thought about entering the fair actually this year as a tarot reader, but it was too late. I goofed. It was too late. The fair is happening a month earlier than last year. So.
And you also opened up yourself for people who are in there just to, you know, be rude.
Yeah, I don't mind that because really, like, I can take it. I literally don't give a fuck. Like, if you're going to be a douche, I'm going to be a douche right back. You're literally paying me. You're paying me to be a dick to me. Like, how embarrassing for you. Anyway. So yeah, I don't mind that at all. I don't that part doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I wish to do it more often. It's just a lot of fun.
So Robin, what is not stirring your cauldron right now?
Thank you for asking.
Well, you're so welcome.
I posted it to the Discord, but the pollen this year, oh my God. Like my kids, I like thought they were sick, just allergies. Thought I was sick, just allergies. The fucking, what are those things called? The white fluffy dog, is it dogwood?
I know trees. What you're talking about. Yeah, the little fluff
balls.
It's
like coming off like snow everywhere. The pollen is so thick that Francis mowed our lawn and the entire front of the lawnmower looks like he just ran through some sort of orange blooded animal. Like, it's crazy. It's everywhere. I'm like, what is going on? I'm itchy. Mm-hmm. My scalp itches. Oh my gosh. I'm sneezing. I'm like, this is terrible. But then the other side of it is that the pollen's here, which means I got to plant my garden. No. So I will end on a positive, which is that I got to plant my garden, which I feel
it's
good
so
about.
It's so weird, the different color of pollen you guys have comparatively to ours. Like, it's insane.
We had like yellow pollen too, but that pollen was...
Ours was like lime green.
That was like bright so neon orange.
So weird. It looked gross. It looked disgusting. No, thank you.
It's because we live right next to, like, we have the creek in our yard.
Yeah.
And so we get the reeds and stuff like that. And it's just like,
gross.
So gross. If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about creatives we are loving right now. This could be anyone from social medias, books, other podcasts, shops, artists, photographers. I mean, you name it. If we're fucking with it, we're fucking with it. That being said, these are organic finds. These are not advertisements. And if you have someone that you're fucking with right now, send it to us. Let us know who you're fucking with so we can shout them out. That being said, Maria, who are you fucking with this week?
You might actually really like this. It's Tara Quilt Quilting Co. on Instagram, and they make
tapestries. Oh, not only do I really like this, I've actually ordered one of her kits.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's funny. But she makes tapestries of tarot cards. And I just think it's so fun and so beautiful. And I love how she incorporates the imagery into them. I'm sure more are out there, but that's the first person I've ever seen do that, like, and do a store out of them. I love them. Highly recommend checking it out if you are a lover of the tarot, like
tarot. God, who said that it's in your brain right now? I must know.
It's my metaphysical shop lady. She calls it that.
That's what my, okay, so we have like a apothecary here that's like, it's not an apothecary. Like, when I say apothecary in our sphere, we all think that I mean like a witch shop. It's not. It's a hippie, like, natural food apothecary. She asked what I do for a living, and I said, oh, I am a professional witch and tarot reader. And she goes, oh, I love the tarot. I just said it was tarot. Why did you say it wrong back at me?
was so funny.
Anyway, sorry.
Tarot.
But who you loving?
The account is called Evelyn, but there's like a million L's, so it is in the caption. This is a person who reviews books, and most of them are self-published books, and they're all like horror or dark. And I read one that she posted called Rotten Hell. Mm-hmm. And I read it. It was great. But as soon as I saw her, because she's like a goth, I would describe it as like goth mom chic. I don't know if she's actually a mom, but she's 100% giving goth mom chic, where it's like casual goth. We're millennials now, goth. And I was like, I trust this woman with my life. When I saw her, I was like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, well, anything that comes out of her mouth, I know she would never lie to me. So 12 out of 10 so far, every book she's recommended, I've enjoyed. And that is who I'm fucking with this week. Our creator, or I'm sorry, listener send-in this week is a ceramicist called Yoke Eye Ceramics. They do a QB mayonnaise vase. That is specifically what was sent in to us. And when I tell you it's a 10 out of 10, like, it's so cute.
So cute.
It's so cute.
How random. I love it. It's so cute.
Well, I think it's, yes, it's random, but it isn't, also it's not, because it's the QB mayonnaise and it's ceramics. Two things I love. So
it was made for Robin.
It was made for me.
Yeah.
I do be loving some mayonnaise.
Yeah, me too. Especially QB. Only QB.
Mm-hmm. Only. It's the best one.
Only.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us this week. We hope to see you again on May 15th for our next Coffee Talk episode, assuming neither of us gets sick again, or May 22nd for the 7th episode of Season 7. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we're up to. And don't forget to join us on May 30th for Michael Cardenas' class of the old ways for his class on Offerings 101.
Very excited about the class, but additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 25-minute part 2 episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events and discussions, and we even have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself. We read tarot for you, or we talk about magic. Like, it's completely up to you, so you should definitely check it out.
Check it out. And please, if you are loving our sexy, sensual, okay, chef's kiss voices. I know you do. Take a moment to review us from whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or somewhere else. We love reading your reviews. Rating us with 5 stars helps us to be seen by others, but honestly, rating us at all. Thank you to everyone who already has and everyone who will in the future. We appreciate you.
And again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from Out of Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria with Magic with Maria Everywhere.
You ready?
Yep. All right.
One, two, three.
Bye, witches.